When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin scored not once but twice for the Capitals in an 8-1 win against the Blues in St. Louis on Saturday. With 8 goals in his past 7 games and 10 this season, Ovi now has 863 career goals, leaving him 31 shy of Wayne Gretzky's NHL record. It took Ovechkin 14 games to reach 10 goals this season. Last season, it took him 45 games.
Michael cutting to the front of the net. Here's Ovechkin shooting, and a puck that is saved by Bennington. Rebound back out into play. Ovechkin shoots and scores! He does it again! It's a power play goal for Alex Ovechkin from the left dot. 17:51 to go. It's 4-1 Washington.
Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
Little Caps nugget.
Yeah.
So they lose to the Pens 4-2, but then they bounce back with the 8-1 win. Who was in goal for the 8-1 win, Cakes? Was Logan Thompson. What's his record this year?
I believe it's 7-0 or 8?
Unblemished 7-0-0.
Very good.
He's in the pipes, probably should bet.
Big Mac, that's a good pickup, good trade from the Vegas Golden Knights, I believe it was prior team.
They play Toronto Wednesday here, then they go out west.
Yeah, it's what, 4 or 5 game West Coast swing?
Yep. But you know what? You'll take 20 points.
I mean, we thought heading into the season, like, it's probably going to take Ovi at least season and a half to get this Wayne Gretzky record. And look, I mean, he could hit a dry spell at any point, but I think his pace right now is like for 55 to 56 goals. Mm. So
31 away.
That would get it done.
Drabby brought this up. We might want to start looking at some dates in the March calendar for the the Caps home games and just throw a dart and
just grasp that you're there.
Hope we hit it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give your boy Bilal Coulibaly a little props.
Give him some shine.
He had a 20-point game against the Orlando Magic.
Very good.
They lost by a lot.
Right. Yep.
They're 2-6. EB brought this up when they were 2-2. Dippy,
that's my sweet spot.
Yeah.
Bilal improves, as does Alex Saar and the other young pieces on the roster, and the Wizards lose a bunch of games. Yeah.
They were above 500.
It's called threading the needle.
Were they above 500, and then they were 500? And I remember EB going, is this the last time they were 500? Yes, 2-2. So the last time, barring some sort of miracle, that they will be 500. But Bilal's averaging 17 a game this year, so that is encouraging.
Oh, 17, 5.5 rebounds, 3 helpers per game, shooting 57% from the field. That's a pretty good stat line.
I saw
pretty
that,
good year two.
I saw that Jokic became the first player in NBA history through 10 games to have 250 points. I think it's 150 rebounds and 100 assists.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Something like that. But he broke a record. He set a record.
Man, if I still played fantasy hoops, which I don't, thank God, I've gotten away from it, Bilal's line against the Magic would have
been pretty good.
It would have made my pants move. 9 for 11 from the field. 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 get out of heres, and a steal.
His line's good.
It's pretty good.
Stool Junkies Blitz now brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. And we can start with the Eagles. Just demolished the Cowboys 34-6. So they're going to enter the game on Thursday night with a 7-2 record.
Let me ask
this question.
They've
been rolling. Jalen Hurts, 2 touchdown passes, gets in the end zone with the tush push as well.
How has Jerry Jones not fixed the fact that the sun shines directly into the end zone of his stadium and it basically blinded CeeDee Lamb from catching a touchdown yesterday?
Who knows? How, nitwit.
How do you not have blinds to cover up the windows like during games? It's idiotic. I don't understand that.
Well,
because he runs an awful
it.
Company. That's why.
It's probably right.
Even though he's very wealthy.
Right.
So the Eagles have won 5 games in a row, but who have they beaten?
Tomato cans.
The Browns.
Numbers.
The Giants. Bengals. Jags. And Cowboys.
The Bengals are the only respectable team on that list, and they have 4 wins. Every other team you just rattled off has 2 or 3 wins.
Sticking in the
The Commanders
NFC,
have beaten the same teams, pretty
it's
much.
True. Sticking in the NFC.
But I'm pointing out the Eagles, not the Commanders right now.
To go through some of the contenders. Falcons still have the division lead. They fall to the Saints 20-17.
Disgraceful loss.
Bunch of missed kicks from Koo, and Kirk Cousins throws
a
2-yard pass on fourth and eight.
Yeah.
But they're still atop the division. The Saints get a win for their new head coach, who's a special teams coach. I don't know if you heard him after the game, EB. You're going to love what he talked about after the game.
The Rizzler?
Did you hear him?
Let's play it.
No, man, I'm a pretty open guy, so this is how my day started. I get down here to the stadium, get down here to Superdome, I go in the head coach's locker room, which, you know, I've never used before, right? So here I am early in the morning, I go to the bathroom, and this is how my day started. I clogged the toilet.
Oh, that's your guy.
And I'm like, this is going to be a crappy day, pun intended. And so we listen. I'm like, okay, this is not really a great start to the day.
You know who did have a good start to the day? Matt Valdes-Scantling, who had 3 catches for 109 yards and 2 touchdowns.
That's big day for him. Lurch, your Niners are now on the winning side at 5-4, not overly impressive in that win against the Buccaneers, 23-20.
What's up with your guy Debo? Scrapping with the long snapper on the sideline.
That's because
what's going on there?
Well, you missed 3 kicks, right?
Moody missed 3 kicks. He went over and basically said, "Bro, make a kick." I mean, long snapper didn't like that, so he got into it with him. But they were very lucky based on the special teams woes.
Purdy had an incredible play, though, on the touchdown pass to Kittle, where he bought a lot of time.
Nice.
Eric was talking about the play that Jaden Daniels made rolling to the left, which ended up being incomplete.
Oh, I was so impressed with his arm.
But Purdy had a similar one for a touchdown in the corner of the end zone to Kittle, who got both feet in. Really, really impressive play. But Christian McCaffrey came back.
They
got the win.
Yep.
The Vikings somehow are 7-2, despite Sam Darnold all of a sudden becoming an interception machine. He
becoming
had 3
Sam
interceptions.
Darnold. That's what he's becoming.
He's Sam Darnold.
He's still,
all of a sudden.
He's still on the plus side with 17 touchdowns, but he's now up to 10 interceptions. And
all right.
You look at the most recent games, so he had
3
interceptions in this game. He had 2 the week before against the Colts. And
1 against Detroit, 1 against the Jets.
Yeah.
So 7 in the last 5.
They had 402 yards of offense to 143 yards for the Jags and eked out a 5-point win.
Now, that was the Jags with Mac Jones under center.
Right.
What were Jones's numbers?
14 for 22, a buck 11, 2 pickles.
Lions still have the best record in the NFC. They survive a 5 interception game from Jared Goff to beat the Texans 26-23. 7 interceptions thrown in that game because C.J. Stroud had 2. He took the blame after the game because he was not great in the second half. And look, that's a character win for the Lions. You get 5 interceptions to your quarterback. I think 1 was a desperation at the end of the half. But
I mean, has that ever happened before? A quarterback throws 5 picks in a game and the team wins? Maybe it's happened before,
I think it's happened a lot. But he did set a record by I read it this morning. He threw the 5 picks and they won. I think it might have been the first time that's happened when the Lions have won like a consecutive amount of games.
Okay.
I think they've won seven straight.
I mean, they're 8-1. So
I think they've won seven.
That's your regression to the mean, because he had that streak of, I think it was five games, maybe it was six games without a pick.
Yeah.
And that was a stat they kept throwing out there, is the team actually had more touchdowns than he had incompletions over a five-week span.
He became the fourth quarterback in NFL history to throw five on the road and still win.
Your AFC
picture.
But you
know what's crazy about that story? This kid, Jake Bates, who
the
kicked the game-winning field goal, he was training to be a salesman for this company. I don't know what Acme Brick Company.
Mm-hmm. That's a real company?
Yeah.
That sounds like something from a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yes, it does.
And this was 18 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was training to be on the sales staff.
He's going to sell bricks.
He's going to sell bricks. And he's not kicking bricks. He's making them.
Good for him.
So,
he barely fit that thing in.
I know.
That winning kick, well, like 6 inches over to the left, that thing's donking off the goalpost.
So I think I went through the top teams in the NFC. Your AFC picture. The Chiefs find a way to win every week. This time it was a block kick against the Broncos, 35-yarder, which would have won the game for Denver. Block kick, Chiefs are 9-0. Ravens, of course, played on Thursday night. They're at 7-3. The Bills keep winning. This wasn't even a great Josh Allen game. Threw a couple of picks. He did make some plays, also had a rushing touchdown. But the Bills, they're rolling. They are 8-2.
Yep.
So Steelers with the win. They're one of the best teams in the AFC, but to me, I still would put Chiefs, Ravens, and the Bills ahead of the Steelers, but maybe the narrative will change because the Steelers face the Ravens next.
We'll see. I mean,
and am I wrong on this, Valdez?
The Steelers could beat the
Tomlin
Bills.
Tomlin and Steelers, have they beaten the Ravens seven of the last eight?
Yeah, they've had their number.
It's a big one. It's a big one.
Is this one in Pittsburgh or Baltimore?
Baltimore.
Mm.
Valdez is going.
I guess I should throw the Chargers in there. The Chargers are 6-3. Beat the Titans 27-17. They've got a legit defense. And Herbert, they don't ask him to do much. He only had 18 attempts in this game. 14 for 18, had a touchdown. You look at his numbers on the year, 11 touchdowns. That's a low number. But he only has one interception. And they're 6-3.
He's taking care of the ball. But they were also playing against Will Levis, and they sacked him seven times.
Maybe the most disgraceful loss of the weekend didn't happen in the United States. The Giants lose to the Panthers. I mean, that's just a gross look.
Well, Jones was really bad.
He was pretty
abysmal. Besides the last drive that they went down to tie the game.
Right.
I mean, he had two really bad picks.
And then Tyrone Tracy just coughs it up in overtime.
I felt bad for him. Because he actually had a good game and he coughed it up. Yeah, that was the difference. But you know what? Those crazy fans in Munich...
Oh, they love those games.
Oh, my gosh.
They love singing Country Roads and drinking beers that are this big.
Yeah, there's packed.
In the stands.
And I was driving home from the game yesterday, and I heard somebody describe the Jets.
Yeah.
So they were watching the Jets game on. It was kind of like ESPN's fake version of the Red Zone.
Yeah.
And he's like, the Jets are a circus.
I have audio of the Jets. Their ass is beat by the Cardinals.
What's their 3-7?
Yeah, it's officially over.
Well, it was over probably a few weeks ago.
Well, now
Aaron Rodgers
officially
has
over.
An incredible streak now of games where he hasn't thrown for 300 yards. In this game, he didn't even throw for 152. He had 151 yards passed.
Who's their backup?
Who is their backup?
Is it Tyrod Taylor?
I have to look it up. I think you're right. I think it is Tyrod.
Why not just play him?
Yeah, it is Tyrod Taylor.
Just play Tyrod Taylor.
He loves being the backup to the Giants for the Giants and the Jets in recent years.
I mean, why do they still play Aaron Rodgers? He sucks.
And I guess we should mention Drake May kind of outdueled Caleb Williams.
Kind of.
Patriots won 19-3. Well, Drake May didn't have like some big game.
No.
Well, one touchdown, one pick, threw for 184 yards, but Caleb Williams threw for 120.
Yeah, but
four yards per attempt.
And he was sacked
nine
times.
Look how many times he was sacked.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
A QBR of 13.
If you had the Pats defense in fantasy, you probably got 40 points.
Yeah, you've racked up the points yesterday.
Yep.
So that's our look around the NFL. Let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local in business. Every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.